Kroger's Spotlight Coffee, the coffee that's hot-dated for freshness, presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Baldwin has given Linda and Danny his assurance that he will keep Miss Boothby away from the house there to search, and a signal has been arranged. When the old spinster arrives at his cottage, our friends will know that they have at least 40 minutes in which to investigate the presumably sealed attic. We'll resume our story in a moment. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hot-dated Spotlight coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Just one cup tells you Spotlight is a rich, fragrant, truly fresh coffee. You have proof that Spotlight coffee is freshly roasted. There's a hot date on the bottom of the bag, stamped there within an hour after the coffee left the roasting oven. Kroger's Spotlight coffee comes to you fresh in the bean. And you know it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet Spotlight coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight coffee. More on the big 3-pound economy bag. Shop and save at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's a few minutes before 9 in the evening, the hour appointed for Kintelibuski's arrival at Baldwin's cottage. Linda and Danny have the other downstairs lights on at Gray Ledge, but the kitchen is dark. And here we find them, intent on the cottage some 100 yards distant from the house. Listen as Linda says,
"All his window shades are still up, Danny. He was supposed to have one down, then raise it when she arrived.
Now, what's the matter, I wonder? You don't suppose he forgot, then?
I'd imagine it's all that.
She must not like him, Linda. I don't get it.
If she's already there and didn't give him a chance to, or hasn't given him a chance to raise the shade.
Yeah, that could be. Hey, what are we whispering for?
I really don't know. It just ain't called for somehow.
Well, let's stop. It's hard on the throat.
Not so loud they'll be able to hear you all the way to town.
Yes, I feel better now. I certainly wish that. Linda, look, that window shade, it's...
He's suffering with it. It must be stuck, but that's all we need to know. It's 9 o'clock and she's right on the dot.
Yeah, I wish I had a pair of binoculars.
Oh, they wouldn't help any. There's the usual ground fog.
Oh, look, he's trying to pull the shade down. Well, now it's going up. But now down. That's the signal. Let's go.
Hadn't got the key? That big ring of keys you got from the locksmith?
Mm-hmm.
And that crowbar? And the flashlight. Good.
I've also got this, just in case.
Oh, darling, I know you're raring to go, but do control yourself.
Well, like I tell you,
darling, you might have killed somebody. I thought you were so careful about firearms.
Turn on the light. I don't understand.
Well,
I put this away. The safety catch was on. I know it was.
I don't see any hole in the wall or anything. Maybe it went out through a spring in the dining room.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Just take a look at this. Blank cartridges.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
What do you mean, good? Somebody's been monkeying with this gun, Linda. And as if we'd gotten ourselves in a spot, a lot of good these blanks would have done.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that'll be Baldwin, I thought.
You've been keeping this in the glove compartment of the car, haven't you?
Yeah, I must have left it unlocked.
Oh.
Dr. Grogan speaking. Oh, yes, Baldwin. Yes, that was a shot you heard. I discharged a revolver accidentally. Oh, it's a blank cartridge, no damage. You haven't seen anyone admiring my new car to the extent of inspecting the glove compartment, have you? Oh, I see. Well, tell me, I see. Well, thanks. We'll leave right away.
What is it? What did he say?
Just guess who Baldwin saw snooping around the car 2 days ago when it was parked out by the south gate.
Oh. Kintelibuski, of course, the only enemy we have.
No, that fellow named Badger, the one who'll do anything she orders for a few dollars.
So he took out the real bullet.
Well, you can say that she did, and you'd be more accurate. Must have been the afternoon after she tried to throw me off that ladder over at her place.
Of course. She thought we'd be back a second time, and you'd probably have the gun with you.
Well, we are going there for a second time, and right now. Baldwin was having trouble with that shade. She hadn't shown up. But just now he said he was sure that he could see her approaching the cottage, so... Let's not waste another minute.
And while Linda and Danny set out on the dark road that leads to Quintella Boothby's house, Let's see what's going on back in Centerville. As yet unaware that Danny has his orders to return home and to work very shortly, Pa and Aunt Sarah are still carrying on a discussion involving the purchase of a trailer and a trip to Connecticut.
Oh, come on into the living room, Sarah, where there's more room to argue.
There's plenty of room right here in the kitchen, Pa. Besides, it isn't a real argument yet.
Kitchens is for cooking pinochle and quartets, my way of thinking. Not big enough for real vital discussion. When I discuss, I like pacing room.
You were pacing when I came in the house. How long has that been going on, Pa?
Oh, 15 minutes. Not more than a quarter of an hour.
Then that's a plenty. Had a worried look, too. In fact, you still got it. Explain yourself.
Well, you got that grocery shelf all rearranged, so come on in the living room and set. I'll set too, Sari.
Thanks, but you're the persistent one. All right.
In fact, take my arm.
Well, aren't you the gallant one?
Ain't altogether that. I'm exhausted all of a sudden. Physical, mental, moral, and nervous strain of fighting this thing.
Meaning, your overwhelming urge to hit the road? Or, lonesomeness for Linda and Danny?
A fine blend of both, Sari. Don't tell me it hasn't got you, too.
Sit down and stop looking so down in the mouth. I miss our young people just as much as you do.
Why do you always change the subject when I mention buying a trailer, hitching it onto the car, and driving us to Connecticut?
Don't you realize what this is the merry, merry month of?
I'm well aware of the date and time of the year. Fine driving weather.
Fine driving weather for Lindy and Danny to be driving back home in, you mean?
I don't recollect any mention in their letters to any such effect.
I know, but they've been gone a tremendous long time, and Daniel has to be getting back to work at the Hepworth Laboratory.
Him and Linda won't come back until they've solved that mystery they're being so mysterious about, I tell you.
Oh, such grammar. Him and Linda.
All right, her and Danny then. I thought it'd be fun to surprise them.
Oh, I do declare.
Sherry, can't you see that winding road? A white ribbon snaking its way past fields of daisies through the blue shadows of purple mountains. Can't you hear the sweet whine of the tires, the pussycat purr of the motor? Meadowlarks yelling their little lungs out.
No.
You back in that slick yellow trailer with the pink curtains and geraniums and blue pots. You singing springtime ditties in the kitchen as you broil us a steak for lunch.
What yellow trailer? Why, a yellow one.
Oh, well, it could be painted aluminum or lavender or whatever suits you best. Every turn of the wheels bringing us closer to Connecticut and...
Yes? You have some special, actual, particular trailer in mind?
Oh, I looked over a couple, two, three. You've never been to New England, sir. Don't know what a treat you've got in store. Those are real old states they've got down east. You're a history book minded. You ought to complete your...
Just look at some trailers.
Second-hand ones, sir. Second-hand ones. Just happened to be strolling past Ike Hungerford's used car and trailer lot and sort of cocked my head sideways.
Oh.
Huh?
What have you gone and done with?
No, sir. Don't get excited. I said if you don't like yellow, I'd be glad to paint it some other...
I thought as much.
Why, what do you mean?
How much did it cost, Henry Crockett?
Ike Hungerford's an old friend of mine. It comes from that suburb of Boston, by the way. Now, what's the name of that place?
How much?
Ike gave it to me, you might say, Sari.
Gave it to you for how many dollars?
It was a steal. In fact, I'm ashamed to tell you how little I paid him for it.
How much?
The purpose of this gladsome voyage is to give you relaxation. Strip away our worldly cares, including the vexing matters of finance. So
it costs such an outrageous figure, I wouldn't enjoy a minute of the trip. Is that it, Pa?
Oh, no. Why, what's a mere $2,750 out of the wad Mr. Morrison paid us for the house?
Get on the phone. Tell your dear old pal Ike Hungerford you've changed your mind.
But that would be a fib.
Oh, no, it wouldn't, Pa. You've changed your mind because I've changed it for you. And you want your money back. Every $100 of it.
And meanwhile, Linda and Danny have neared Miss Boothby's house. The night is dark.
and the house itself looms high and inky black, except for a pale area of radiance toward the back of the building. It is this glow toward which our friends are making their way across the lawn.
I can understand they're leaving on one light, Linda, but why on the second floor?
I don't know. Maybe she just forgot it.
An old miser like Quintella forgets to turn off a light?
All right, then. Would an old miser like Quintella deliberately leave a light on, then?
You have me. Hey, you don't suppose she's liberated Louise, do you? And Louise is in that lighted room.
It'd certainly be out of character. But on the other hand, I don't suppose she intends to keep the girl cooped up forever. Hey, look.
Well, what are you... A silhouette against the window shade. Someone sitting there by the window.
It certainly doesn't look like Louise.
Linda, that's Miss Boothby. Of course it is.
But Baldwin said he saw her coming down the path.
Correction. He said he thought he saw her. Anyone could make a mistake on a night like this.
What are we going to do?
Listen. You go back. Go back to Baldwin's cottage and have him call Boothby. Tell her she's late. And I'll wait here. The minute she leaves the house, I'll go in. And as soon as she puts in an appearance over there, you come on back. One of the doors will be unlocked.
Well, all right, Danny. There's nothing else to do, but I don't like this at all. There's something very strange about it.
And so matters are not going as planned. Was Baldwin suffering from an optical illusion? Or has Quintella Boothby found out about Linda and Danny's intentions? Join us for another dramatic episode of Linda's First Love. Save 5, save 10, save 15, 16, 17. Yes, 17 cents. You can save it on every pound of Kroger hot-scented Spotlight coffee. That's why we say, save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Like a piping hot cup of coffee that's fresh, that's fragrant, that's flavorful? Get Kroger hot-scented Spotlight coffee. You know that Kroger's Spotlight coffee is freshly roasted. The hot date on the bottom of each bag tells you a date stamped there within an hour after the coffee leaves the roasting oven. Kroger's Spotlight coffee comes to you fresh in the bean. And you're sure it's freshly ground because you see it ground after you buy it. Yet Spotlight coffee costs you less, far less than other well-known brands. You can actually save up to 17 cents a pound. That's why we say... Save by the pound up to 17 cents. Let Spotlight coffee cut your expense. Yes, you can save up to 17 cents a pound on Spotlight coffee or on the big 3-pound economy bag. Kroger hop-dated Spotlight coffee is sold only at Kroger stores. Be with us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another true-to-life transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.